Okay, so today we're we're dealing with a topic that is pretty involved, and we're probably going to only touch parts of it, because just give an outline. There's a famous before we get to that, our Gemara here on Kuzdalid says that if you do Joe Agape Joe, you're Pater, right? And the Gemara says it's not like Rav Chisda says, it's not like Rav Yehuda. Okay, so so Rav Chisda says, the look of Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah. So Tosus here asks a question. What do you mean it's not like Rabbi Yehuda, right? On Gittin Dav Chaf, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rav Chisda, Rabbi Yehuda said that by a get, if someone is mavir, if the sofer didn't write lishma and he's mavir love komus, then the second time it works. So
says by a get or by shem
hashem. Right. So that machlokes is by get. Get shekesavo shalol lishma. Okay, so it turns out that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you see that it does work. There is a ksav jal gabe jal. Works. It's good. So why here does the Gemara say it's not Rav Chisda is not Rabbi Yehuda? Okay, so Tosos gives a teretz. Tosos said the Gemara knew that on Shabbos, even if he would write a get lishma, it still wouldn't work. It still Shlomar the Dafka begat shehaya kasev shalolishma havei ksav elyon ksav lekuli amu shachem itakim niyotem rishon. Right, that's with Rav Acha. But here, okay, let's take a look in Tosfos here and a few tests. This is asked the same question, right? Yoga bejo pater. This is tema. The hacha mashma the yoga bejo lo klumhu. Lenient Shabbos, v'hadin lenient get, because the Gemara later will say that get and Shabbos are comparable. The medami b'samach Shabbos, amashma the lake aman the palik, the lake the lakaman arinan k'savol lishma v'avir alav kolos lishma, banu l'machlokes Rabbi Yehuda v'rabbanan the Rabbi Yehuda havikzav the contributor is a ksav. All right, so just to go to the end here. Yeah, so what does this say? The Becholinian, Mashmali, the Becholinian, Hadrafilo Kasav Geta, Sevatar Shalol Lishma, the area love Bishabas Komus Lishma. Even if he wrote a get on Shabbos, right, it would be, in other words, if according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you didn't make any chiddush, right, it wouldn't be, it would be pater, right? It's only because you made a chiddush lishma that you're a chayiv. But on Shabbos, if you're just jog aved yo, so and you didn't make any chiddush, so you'd be potter. Rabbi Yehuda would agree with that. So why do we say hitolok Rabbi Yehuda? So the answer is, we're talking even that he did it even on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, if he was mavir yo on a get, it's a strange case. If he's mavir yo a get on Shabbos and he makes it and he creates lishma, then of course Ravida would be mechayiv, but chachamim would still be poter, right? Because they hold that doesn't work. Mavir alav komus. By get, that doesn't help. So we're talking about a strange case. We're talking about a very strange case. The guy, Sofer, wrote a get on Shabbos, and therefore it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. But if you didn't make any chiddush at all, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that the ksav is you'd be potter on Shabbos because you weren't mechadish anything. So right? And Rabbanan say that's true.
Even though now it's kosher.
Yeah. Oh, what do you mean now it's kosher? You're not writing a get. You're, Rabbi Yehuda would agree.
You have a get written before Shabbos?
Well, no, I don't know what happened here. He had a get written before Shabbos, maybe he wrote Shalom Lishma, now he's writing on top Lishma.
Yeah.
That's a strange case. Right? It is strange.
But now if you're making the get kosher, isn't it some kind of tikkun?
Okay. No, so they hold it's not, it's a tikkun, so that's why it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be a ksav. Right? It's not like Rabbi Yehuda. But if you didn't make any ksav, if I just had something written on a piece of paper here and I went over it, so Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you're potter on Shabbos. You wouldn't be chayiv. Okay, so that's a strange case. It's an akimta. Okay, it's a strange case. Now, just we'll get back to this, but you go to the Ramban here that I photocopied here. Unfortunately, I put it on auto, so it came out kind of small in the second column. The Ramban has a different, asks the same question. He gives a different teretz. Okay, what does he give? Like a brisker teretz. He says, you know, that's all fine and dandy what Rabbi Yehuda said, that there is a... That there's a tikkun, that's when you're talking about Hilchus Gittin. Okay? But, okay, so again, our question was, but here you're just, why here, shouldn't Rabbi Yehuda be Malda here? He says, no, here you're talking about Hilchus Shabbos. And Hilchus Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda will be moda that it doesn't work. That you'll be potter. Okay, in Hilchos Shabbos, you're potter. In Hilchos Gittin, you'd be chayiv. I mean, well, not chayiv, but you'll make a tikkun. There would be a tikkun in Hilchos Gittin if you rewrite Lishma. Our question was, yeah, that's only in Hilchos Gittin, but in Hilchos Shabbos, he agrees that... that it's putter. Okay. Okay, we'll get back to that. Okay, so now the basic hakir by we find ksavah gav ksav by in a few areas. One in Hilchos Stam, like you mentioned, there on Daf Kaf, you wrote the shame. Shalol Lishman, are you allowed to be Mavir Lishman? We say Banu Lo Machlaikis, you better Banu, we compare it to Get. Okay, so the Get is a second place. And then Shabbos, of course, is the third place. So they find it like in three areas. Okay, so, and you find it by what are the different cases? You have Yo Agabe Yo. You have Sikra Agabe Jo. Okay, so Jo Agabe Jo, our Mishnah says, you're Pater. What about Jo Agabe Sikra? Do we have that in our Gemara? that we have to access the Gemara over here in Daf Yutas. So let's look at the Gemara in Daf Yutas. Ismar, you have it there, like eight lines after the Gemara. Ismar, Hamavrid Yoal Gabe Sikra, Bishabas, Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish, the Amru Travaihu, Chayav Shtaim, Achas Mishum Kosev, the Achas Mishum Mochek. Okay, so it seems to be an absolute psak. They both agree, Achas Mishum Kosev, Achas Mishum Mochek. So, so the basic hakira here in the acronym is the following. When you do a ksav al gabei ksav, okay, and I'm not getting into jo gabei jo sikra, but sikra just in general. So what's the pshat? Is it that the there's yerchai mishum mochek? So why is that? Is that that the layer you're putting on top now of the new gel is covering whatever was on the bottom, and that's considered a mechika. Okay, there's somewhat of a chiddush in that, is that, you know, you didn't erase the bottom, it's just being covered. That's a mechika, and you're also putting so that layer is covering the bottom, and also there's something new on top. We have to judge what the quality of that new thing on top is, or maybe when you're writing on the bottom, you're creating a composite of whatever is on the bottom with whatever new thing you put on the top. Okay, and you may in the process be distorting what's on the bottom, or maybe not completely distorting what's on the bottom, and adding something. Believe that something in whatever it is. On top. So the Rav here, and the what I gave out, I don't know if you read through the whole thing, but basically his view, he kind of goes with this, more or less. He goes with this mahalach, is that in every ksav, there are two parts. There's the script and the color of the ksav. Okay? Now, when you put a new layer on, you see that in the over here. You see where he has that in English on the side, color and script. So he in the first column, so right just above that, he starts. We're going to get. We have to do a little gemar before, but that's the idea. Meaning, even whenever you're writing on a previous ksav, you're basically using the same script as before, and you're adding or detracting. Either you're changing the color. Now you may be changing the color for the worse, but you might be still creating something new. Okay, so you're using the first guy's script with your color. The color before might have been black, and you're changing it to red. True. So you're detracting a little bit, but you're still creating something new. You're still creating a script with your red color. Is something you may not call that mechika. Okay. So in other words, I mean you may not call that mekalkel. I'm sorry. It might be a mechika for which you're chayev, because we're normally thinking mechika is achano lechsav. But that's not necessarily the case. Sometimes mechika, when we say mechika, should be almanas lichtov. It could be all that means is it shouldn't be the mekalkel. So if you can create a mechika that somehow is not a mekalkel, you'd be chayav alts mechika. And that's basically what Rashi says, according to many afrainim. If we turn here to the okay, so the next case is here. Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, don't you have time? Okay, that's Yaga Be Sikra, right? Mishum Acha Mishum Kosei, Vachas Mishum Mochek. Now, the next cases are Yaga Be Jo, Sikra Gabe Sikra, Patra. Okay. So So they're pater, okay. Now, here's our case. Zikra al gabe yo. Now, it doesn't say Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. It says Amrei la chayav and Amrei la pater. Amrei la chayav mochek hu. Amrei la pater mekalkil hu. Right? Now, so, okay, mekalkil, I guess we can understand, right? Well, at least we think we understand. Let's see Rashi there on Mochek. Mochek who? Velo Kosev. Where is it? Sorry, I lost it again. Mochek velo Kosev Shemitchila Hayakasuv Hagun Me'ata. Here, next one, Mekalkelhu, Behavale Kemochek Amanat Shalo Lichtov, Ulamande Mechaye, Velohave Mekalke Kolkach, Shaharek Savo Nikar. Savo Nikar. So, what does that mean?
That's considered Mochek Amanat Lichtov.
No, but he doesn't say that he's going to, he's not planning to write anything more here.
Then he is Bosmanit, he's writing.
Right, but his, I mean, he's not really writing, because he's adding a different color, right? He's putting in a different color, but that color is not as good as the color was before. So on Shabbos, he's basically doing a mochek that's a tikkun. He's doing some kind of a tikkun. You wouldn't call it kosef, because he's not creating anything better than was before. Okay, now look in Tosus on the bottom. So Tosfos says, Mocheku v'chashiv lei mochek almanas lichtov. Here, the mistama omeid lachzar v'lichtov alav b'jo. So I says, you know why he's chayav al tzmochek? Because it's a hachana l'ksiva, because he plans to put a new layer on of jo. He's planning a new layer. So according to Tosfos, mochek is only almanas lichtov. And according to Rashi, you can have this idea of a composite and a composite ksav that is not kosef because he didn't create anything better, but it's not mechika either. It's a mechika derech tikkun, and mechika can exist on its own without ksiva. It's a big chiddush. Mechika can exist on its own without ksiva. Now Tosfos, to be fair, Tosfos also holds of this composite pshat. Okay, when I say composite pshat, we'll call it the composite pshat versus the layer pshat. And the layer means that the new ksav covers the old one, and you're doing a new ksav now, so that's the mechika. And the composite pshat is that you're using both together to create the new ksav. You're using the script and the color. That's the composite pshat. And the makalkel pshat, which...
The composite pshat is also...
Yeah, it can be right. It can be mochek because you're diluting the quality of what happened before, like we said in Rashi. So that's a composite pshat, but that's assuming mochek can exist independently of ksiva. Mochek can exist independently of ksiva. Now Tosfos doesn't think that. Tosfos thinks mochek is always amanas lichtov. You always have to want to put the other layer on. You're not doing it right now. You're only doing sikra now, but you're going to put yo on. But Tosfos still seems to subscribe to the composite pshat, right? You read on. Tosfos says, "Mekalkel lohave de alaksiva zos de heksiva ha'elyona rishuma nikar tvei mishim haisa tachdona bilvad." So it seems that he's also. It seems Tosfos also is holding of this. Well, you finally put on the new layer, the whole thing is going to like jump out at you. It's going to be a beautiful sub now, the whole thing, right? So he also seems to hold with this composite shot, right? Like the Rav is that's basically the Rav's whole vort here, is working with this composite shot. What's the idea that mochek is mekalkel? That's the layer of shot. It's layer of shot. Why? Because when you're putting the new Joe on, you're covering the old forget about script color. You're putting the new layer on,
So you're mekalkel what was on the bottom because it's no longer there. You don't view it as a composite. You view it as a new layer and forget about what was there before, and therefore you're mekalkel. So the Rav learned that that was the machlokes here. The machlokes, whether it's mochek or mekalkel, is whether it's a composite or a layer. Okay, if it's a layer, so then goodbye whatever was beneath. It's not, doesn't exist. You're a mekalkel, and that's a kilkel. Okay, so that's important. This is basically a mahalach in the sugya of all the achrayim. These two pshatim they use. Now with this, if you hold like the second, like the layer pshat, so what's the machlokes? Whether so then it's always mochek, right? You're all, whatever you're doing, you're covering the bottom ksav. So what's the machlokes? Whether aksav, if you wrote, right, we have a machlokes whether ksav agabi ksav is aksav or not, right? That's our Gemara. Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. Right, because we say the lok Rav Yehuda, we're not lok Rav Yehuda. So machlokes Rav Yehuda Chachamim, just on the face value, there's machlokes, right? And that's by Yo Agabe Yo. So there's some kind of machlokes about that. So one way to learn is that if it's a ksav or not will depend on whether there's a mechika or not, right? If it's a ksav, so then there's a mechika and a new ksav, right? Because you're saying there's a new ksav, right? So then there's a mechika and a new ksav on top. And if there's not, so there was no mechika, so you didn't do anything. That's one way to learn. The other way to learn is, no, it's a verse using the layer pshat. The layer pshat means everything, there's always a mechika, and the question is whether what you put on top is a ksav. Or not. But the fact you covered it is already a mechika. So let's go to this case of Rav Chaim, this famous maisa that happened. What happened was like this. Rav Chaim was maybe a teenager, and his father, the Beis Halevi, was the Dayan, was the Rav in Brisk, and the get was being written. So the sofer, there was a Dayan there called Rav Naftali, and the Dayan wrote the sofer was writing the get, and he left the room in the middle. I don't know, it takes hours to write a get sometimes. Nowadays, there are some sofer who could write a get. Is a famous sofer, Lichter, he writes, he can write it in 25, half an hour, which is an amazing time. In the usual, in the old days, it would take 2-3 hours to write a get, so, okay, you had to leave the room. And meanwhile, the Baal took went over to where he was writing and doodled on top of the ksav. So he did some doodling, right on top of the ksav. Okay. They came in, the Dayan came back in, and the Beis Halevi was apparently there with Rav Chaim, and he said, what do we do? So the Dayan said, look, mimah nafshach, if ksav agabe ksav, let the sofer just retrace where the Baal doodled, right? And, they didn't know where he doodled, I don't know, let him just retrace on the ksav he already wrote. And Mimanav Shachet should be good. If Ksav Al Gabei Ksav is a good Ksav, so now the Sofer is writing a new Ksav, and it's going. And that's his new Ksav. Good. And if Ksav Al Gabei Ksav is not a Ksav, so you're left with the original Ksav of the Sofer, which was Lishma, which was a good Ksav. So you can't go wrong. So Beis Halevi seemed to agree, but Rav Chaim came up with, maybe not. Maybe even if you hold that that ksav al gabei ksav is not a ksav, right? But maybe a mechika there was, because it covered the bottom layer. since it covered the bottom layer, so there was a mechika. Ah, what's the machleikus in the Gemara, whether ksav agave ksav? The machleikus is, because since you're not going to be chayav on the top ksav, because legabe hilchos Shabbos, you didn't make any tikkun, legabe the ksav, so mimeila, it turns out that it's not a mechika almanas lichtov. Right? It's not a mechika almanas lichtov to be chayav on Shabbos. Because the ksav you're going to write, you're not going to be chayav for. But the mechika there was. The chalter akula, it was a mechika. You covered the bottom layer. Does that go well with people? Does that make sense? Or?
I don't quite understand why. If it's the bottom layer, so why should I make it possible to do a third layer on top? If you say that the reason it's mobic and you aren't getting is because we now cover the bottom layer, so when we do a third layer, that also covers the second layer.
No, you're right. If you hold ksav al-gabi ksav is a ksav, no problem. But if you hold ksav al-gabi ksav is not a ksav, don't tell me we'll go with the first ksav the sofer wrote originally. Because really, that's gone. It is mochik. But it's Lehelcha Shabbos, it's not mochik amanas lichtov. Because since you hold ksav al-gabi ksav is not a ksav, right? So the top ksav he's going to write now, he's not chayiv on Shabbos. Because Lehelcha Hilchas Shabbos, He's not doing anything. But a mechika there was. There was a mechika. B'chol terkula, if you put a layer on something, that's a mechika. It's no longer there.
Didn't you do a new mechika with the third layer? He now is mechika the second layer. The second layer doesn't exist anymore. He's now covered with the third layer.
No, but he's doing it in one shot. He's not... But it's not a ksav. It's not a ksav. It's not considered... Right, it's mochik, but not itself. That's basically it. It's not a... It's not except even lehilchus gittin lechora. We'll get to that. Why it's not? Why it shouldn't be a except legabe? The Rav said basically like legabe hilchus gittin, the ksav should be. It like we said, you can't use the script of somebody else. Okay, we'll see how that works. Okay, so that's the famous Rav Chaim here. The Rav Chaim, that even if you hold, it's not a ksav, there's always mochik going on. If you cover it, that's mochik. The first thing, now the question is what you're, the ksav you put on top, that's not a ksav, but that doesn't mean mochik didn't occur. Mochik occurred, but nothing occurred. Occurred after that, because the ksav you wrote wasn't legabe hilchas Shabbos was not considered a ksav. Not b'chol d'kula is it a ksav? I don't know. You're asking basically who's okay? It's not a ksav legabe Shabbos. Maybe it's a ksav legabe get. I'm not sure about that. I hear what you're saying. Anyway, so they rewrote the whole get because of Rav Chaim's hour. That's the story. So like I say, this whole Chiddush of Rav Chaim is he only puzzled the get because he held the layer pshat. If he held the composite pshat, there wouldn't be any room to puzzle the get because we're not saying that the bottom sub isn't there. It is still there. Right, if you hold the composite shut, there's still something underneath, and it's a chiddush to say, like the Rav says, it's a chiddush really to say that putting a layer on something creates mechika, like it's not there. Okay, so that's number one. Now, according to the pshat, we said that mechika is according to Rashi, can exist independently of Ksiva. So different poskim have to take this to new limits. For instance, what happens if you're mochek a shtar chov? So you're doing something positive with the mechika. So many say, according to this mahalach, you'd be chayiv, because you created some kind of a tikkun with the mechika. So things like that. They say mechika can exist on its own. Okay. You know,
the
balcony,
the person who's in debt, he's erasing it?
Yeah, that's, I don't know the specific, I assume so. I assume.
And that's why it's a tikkun for him, so he can get it out of the money?
I think so. I hadn't looked on the details who was erasing. But yes, anyway, there's some kind of a tikkun that way. All right. Okay, so now we'll see where, again, so Rashi and Tosa seem to hold the composite shot. Now, who seems to hold the other way? So it seems the Ramban, at least a lot of the Achrim say like that we had before. So the Ramban has the chiluk again, was that Rabbi Yehuda, when he said Pater, he said Legabe Hilcha Shabbos. Why? Because on Shabbos, he's not going to be Mechayiv you. Because you didn't do anything that wasn't there before. Your tikkun now is not better than it was before. But by get, the main thing is he put he's writing a new ksav by get. So what does that mean? He's writing a new ksav. It means that the old ksav was covered, and he's writing a brand new ksav. That's why it works by get, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But on Shabbos, that's not going to help you, because it depends ahanu ma'isav lo hanu ma'isav. What was there? What is it any better than what? Did your malacha impact anything more than what was there before? You didn't create anything new. It's not a malacha's kosev. It's a ksiva, but not a you might be creating a ksiva, but the gedarma Shabbos for the malacha's Shabbos is that you have to create a brand new ksav. It's not enough just to. Or at least better than stuff that was before, like Yoga Besikra, maybe, right? But not that you're doing anything that. But if you're not doing anything new, so then you're not creating any new stuff that was before, then it's you're going to be putter. But by get. It is good. Why? Because by get, you erase the old layer. You're writing a new layer. That's good. You're not in Malachas Machshavas. You're creating writing something new. Okay. So that would tend to go more with Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim's shot that it's the layer shot, not the composite shot. That's working. Okay, but that's the only Rishon.
Why
really says so?
Why is this more like the layer? Why is it more like the layer?
Because all he's not getting into lishma. All he's saying is that behilchas gittin, Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev you, and not in hilchas Shabbos. Why not? Because there is a new ksav here, but legabe Shabbos, you have to malachas machshavos means it has to be an important malacha. If you're not something malacha chashuva, if you're just doing the same thing as was before, that's not a malacha chashuva. So you're pater on Shabbos, that's malachas machshavos. But in Hilchos Gittin, you erase, you put a new layer on the old, you put something on the new. So that's that'll be mechayiv. That works to create a new lishma. Not all lishma that you're mechadesh. It's just that in Hilchos Gittin, that's that new ksav doesn't have to be anything important. Okay, so that's now what will come according to this, and the Chida here points out in the footnotes, as you see, is that it will come nafkaminas according to this. Let's say the Sofer here in, where is this Chida? In 242. Okay. He says, Les ar havaras kumos al Hashem de have kemochek. Okay. So let's say the Sofer wrote the shame. Okay, and obviously he's got to have a special kavana when he writes the shame. But at best it came out a little shvach, and he wants to put a new layer. It's a good ksav, but it's a little shvach, and he wants to put a new layer on to make it really like, you know, when you're laying, and sometimes those letters just are so shiny they jump out at you, whatever. Sometimes it's even hard to see it because it's so shiny. So maybe that's what he wants to do. So he says, no, it's not. You may not be able to do this according to this Ramban, because you're putting a new layer on, you're being mochek what's underneath, right? By putting a new layer, that's also mechika, and now you're writing something on top. So then you'll be mochek. But if you hold the mechika's a shame, okay? So you're it's going to be elser. But if you hold like Rashi and Tosfos, that seems to be the composite shot, then you wouldn't have a problem with this, because you're just like strengthening the old. You're using the script that's before, and you're adding a little more color to it. But it's not mechika. It's not mechika. It wouldn't be an Yester mechika. Okay, so this is something that's discussed in the poskim, if you can actually do this, which is a result of this chakira that we're saying. What else I had here on this topic? Yeah, so the Rav's shot again, he didn't go with the this Rav Chaim, but then again, he didn't mention the Ramban, so this is something that's mentioned. Now, another thing that's brought up with this chakira is the Sefer HaTruma. The Sefer HaTruma has this idea. It's pretty well quoted. Rav Chaim quotes it in the stencil on Siman Kuf Mem Hei, and that is the following: that let's say the original ksav was a chaktochos. Okay, the Sofer somehow, maybe he wrote a letter that way. I don't imagine he wrote the whole get chaktochos, but let's say like he split a ches or something. Whatever he did, it did chaktochos. And now he's going to go ahead and write and then do a bona fide ksav on what he was chaktochos. So now he's going to he created two zions, let's say, by splitting a ches, and now he realizes he made a mistake. He was chaktochos, right? No, can't do that. So he goes ahead with his quill, and he goes Zion. So is that good? So the Sefer HaTruma says no go. So they try to understand what's the problem. Let him. Why should that be a problem? So the answer they give is using the layer shot. You'd be right, there shouldn't be any problem. He's creating a brand new ksav. Should be good. But using the composite shot, there might be a problem. Why? Because what's he doing? He's just adding color. But the script is not a ksav. Right? So what is the existence of this os? It's the two zions were created by something that's not considered a maisek siva, which is chaktofus. It's not a maisek siva. So therefore, he's just adding the color on. So that's nothing. He didn't do a Maisek Siva, and by get, you need a Maisek Siva, right? Chaktochos is no good. You need a Maisek Siva, and therefore, that's how they explain the Sefer HaTruma, using the this composite shot. Okay. Is that good? Okay. So that Sefer HaTruma works out very nicely, and Rav Chaim quotes it, and so that's Yes. Now let's go to the third area where this comes into play, and here again in the Gemara. So there's a Baya of Reish Lakish. Okay, so this is a interesting Baya. So Ba Mine, over there is where that little star is near Reish Lakish. In the Gemara, it says Ayin Tosos Chulin Kufchaf Beis in the Masoreth, in the Ein Mishpat on the side. Ba Mine Reish Lakish, Me Rabbi Eichmann. Edim She'ein Yodim Lachtom. Mahu. Sheyichtavu lehem besikra vayachtamu ksav elyon vayachtamu, sorry, ksav elyon ksav o eino ksav amar lei eino ksav. Okay, so what's going on here? The Edim are not very educated, they can't sign their names, and so other people who are educated, who can sign for them, so they sign their names, and then they go ahead besikra. They sign the name Besikra, right? And then they're going to go over it, Bidyel. So they're going to sign Bidyel. So Bamine Reish Lakish Mir Bechnan Edim Shein Edim Lachto Mao Sheyachtavu Lahem Besikra Beyachtamu Beyachtamu Ksav El Yon Ksav O Eino Ksav Amar Lei Eino Ksav. It's no good. It's not going to work. Don't do this trick. Amar le haloli madatanu rabenu ksav elyon leinyan Shabbos, but you taught us that he's chayav shtayim, right? You chayav shtayim on Shabbos if you do ksav elyon jo al gabi sikra. So why should this be any worse? So he said, Amar lo v'chim ipnei shanu medamin nasa maisa. You mean because we're okay? Now here's where two pshatim emerge. Rashi says, "V'chishanu medamin, shanu omdi mesvarim, v'omdi meomed libeinu lahachmir." Meaning, yeah, we said chayv shtayim, but we were only like thinking around. We weren't. Maybe he didn't do anything. Maybe maybe sikra is a ksav, and there's no ksava. Yiragio, it's also a ksav. Maybe he didn't do anything. I mean, he bettered it, but the ksav, it was a ksav there. Now he did a ksav. Maybe the did or better ksav, but it's self. There was a ksav before. Whatever, we're not sure. And even Linyan Shabbos, Rashi says, we didn't mean that he would bring a chatos if he did so. We're just thinking maybe he should bring a chatos, maybe not. We're not sure. We had no, we weren't, not lo hayinu betuchim. We said that, but we're not sure. And Lamaisa, even if a guy did, yo'al gabei sukkah b'Shabbos, he's chayv tu chatos, we wouldn't tell him to bring chulin bazar. So it comes out according to Rashi, it's a complete suffix. Bein behilchas Shabbos, bein behilchas Gittin. Again, that's how it comes out to the from the sugya. However, the Rambam apparently, and this Rambam didn't learn that way. The Rambam is mechayev. You'd get skila if you did it on Shabbos. Whereas in get, he says it won't work. So basically, b'chi anu medamin. Now you find a lot in the Sifrei HaPoskim like this. I mean, people trying to bring rayas are saying, okay, so should we do lach l'maisa? So they use this line. So, listen, b'chi sh'anu medamin nasa maisa. It doesn't mean, we're trying to work things out. We're not sure 100%. Okay. Anyway, so this line is, so what does Rambam learn b'chi sh'anu medamin? It's saying, it says that there is a chiluk between there's a chiluk. The requirements of Hilchas Shabbos do not necessarily go with Hilchas Gittin. Let's see in the Rav here has this thing. Where it says, Dasa Taisus hi lahashvos Hilchas Shabbos, in this paragraph on the second column, Dasa Taisus hi lahashvos Hilchas Shabbos v'Hilchas Gittin. Ayin Rambam shepasak Rabbi Yechanan that yo'al gabi sikra chayav beis. V'Hilchas Gerushin katov bipshitus the whole get shenichta shalol lishma afal pishay avir alav kumus lishma eino get, right? So b'tzarich iyun maishna mishabes did yo
the jog of Sikrava Havale Lahakshir Mistam Mashma Bibshitas the Pasal. By Mistimas Rama Mashma the Machalik Bain Gate La Shabbos. The Ba'emas Bijo Gabi Sikra O Bisikra Gabi Yo Haksavan of Hahihu Lo Haksav Elyon Bilvad El Haksav Mamatsuraf Mikhtav Elyon Mikhtav Atachton. Composite of Sharei Ha'ein, that's the color, Hu Meha Elyon. The Haksav Yad Sha'ata Yesh Ksav Chadash Afo Pishu Lo Pal Eskol Haksav Hava Azam Mechudash Sharei Asofer Kasav Atachton Siyayalo. So, in Shabbos, you created a new Chefts, let's call it a Chefts Shel Ksav, right? You created a new Ksav. Aval Le'inyan Gittin, Ba'inan Shei Kol Ksav Nichtav Lishmo, U'me'achar Shei Chefts Shel Ksav HaMechudash Dehainu Chelik HaKsav Yad Nishar Me'aksav HaTachdom. You're using the other guy's Ksav Yad. Sha'arei Nichtav Al Yadei HaSofer HaRishon Shelo Lishmo, or Apostle 8 for that matter, Apostle Aget. Okay, so that seems to be where the Rambam is going. The Rambam says that by Get you need more than just embellishing the Ksav. You need to have the Ksav Yad of the 8, and you don't have it by even by Joe Al Gabe Sikra. You don't have it because you're using the script of the Sikra. You're using the script of the, of the Karov who signed in Sikra, or the Pasul Eid signed in Sikra, and now the bona fide aid we want, who is the uneducated guy, he's going to retrace it. So it's not his handwriting. His handwriting is not good enough for Helchus Eidus. You need a Ksav Yad of the aid himself. Okay, so okay. So anyway, that's basically what we had in on this. And the sugya, chilukim between Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Gittin, or Stam, whether it's a layer of pshat, a composite pshat, whether another machlekes within the composite pshat, whether mechika can exist independently of ksiva or not. You have a sefer etruma within the composite pshat that the chaktoch ksiva ksav won't work. Then another implication, legabe, whether there you have mechika, if you rewrite the Shem Hashem, if you want to rewrite better the Shem Hashem, the Chita says there's a problem of mechika's Hashem. I think that's about it. Any questions? I mean, we're just kind of touching this thing a little bit, or brushing it a little bit. we didn't by any chance put the ink in the contract here. But just touching on a few, on the basis of Kakira, the implications therein. We didn't go through the sugya kedas v'chedin, but there's the yoter mashamarti kasuv kan, as it says in the Gemara Neuma. I'll just say a pshat in Rav Holzer's on the parsha last week. This coming week, but Yeshiv. So I mean, you see, Rav Holzer is safer, voracious from the Rav. He was telling me he was a mishamish of the Rav, and he has tapes, and he put out a safer on voracious. Very good. So he says, "What's the machlekes Yosef and his brothers?" So you see, they hated him so much. What's the
the Rebbe, what was his dream? His dream was on the that the Hinei Anachnu Me'almim Alumi Mesoch Hasada. So what was the center of commerce? So who were they? Bnei Yaakov were shepherds, right? They hung up in the mountains, whatever. They were away from society. A shepherd is away from society. And then, they weren't into agriculture. Yosef's dream said they should move into agriculture, and that basically meant commerce. They should go into commerce. And what was the center of commerce in those days? Egypt. So to be in commerce, you'd have to get involved with different types of people. It wouldn't be enough just to, you have to become part of mainstream society. That was Yosef. Yosef was more, let's go into the world and influence the world. And that's the true mission of Yiddishkeit, is to go be show Kiddush Hashem in the world. Okay, it wasn't wrong. I mean, the Gemara says that the reason Lama, why did Roy Yisrael into Galus Kadei, that the Kari of Gerim Shebahem. You see, there is some kind of a mission like that, but it doesn't mean you go proselytizing, but there is some. Okay, so that was Yosef's vision, and the brothers opposed that. They said, no, we just have to live on our own, do shepherding for people, but we don't have to get involved in the mainstream of society. That was the root of the machlokas between them. I went out on my own that after Yosef went down to Eretz Mitzrayim and he had his nisyonos there, and so then when Bnei Yaakov come back, what do they see? So what does he tell him? He said, I'm going to create an Eretz Goshen, you be an Eretz Goshen on your own. And you live there on your own, and Yehuda had a yeshiva there, so so Mustama, he saw already that it's not for everybody. That's my own nofach mishaloi, is that after he had the nisyanos and he lived in Egypt, and he saw already that that they're right too. That maybe he didn't give up on his whole thing, his whole ideology, but he says, okay, I'll give you Goshen. You stay in Eretz Goshen. And